Anyone have anything they'd like to say to start off the service tonight? Go ahead. Anyone else? And on that note, that Bobby gave us, we'll go ahead and take up some prayer requests. Anyone else have a prayer request besides what Bobby gave us?
Not last 17 years, and I had to be operated on after 17 years again. And the last time I was operated on was 3 times. So I've been lucky. I didn't believe in God or anything. I was operated on the 30 times. But I sure do now. I was 89 years old when I was operated on. I'll be 90 in November 25th. Thank you all.
Anyone else?
They have a baby 10 weeks early, but she is now over her birth weight. She's 3 pounds, 3 ounces. She's breathing on her own, but she still has a way to go. So remember him, the Campbell family.
I have one. Please remember my sister and her family, especially sitting here that doesn't have a burden for somebody. Your message really struck home with me this morning. I told Tim going down the interstate, sometimes, maybe, and I'm sure it's me, sometimes I leave here on Sunday morning and I think, okay, what did I get from that message that I can use all week? There should have been anybody in this church that left this morning that did not get a message that they could apply to their heart and their life and their family's life this week. And like I said, there's probably not a person sitting here that doesn't have a burden. So why don't we just pray for each other's burdens that they have this evening?
Amen.
I appreciate your message this morning.
Trent, Wednesday night after a service, Delmer called me over, and there's a guy on the phone, and the guy on the phone's name is Jason Sizemore, and his son is Jace Sizemore, and he just had surgery, right, Delmer? Is that?
Yeah, he's doing good.
And but anyway, Delmer had been talking to him about the Lord and everything, and so we called him up and talked to him, and he got saved over the phone. and then, you know, kind of talked to him the next day and everything. I think surgery went pretty well then at Delmer, but I know Delmer was excited. He'd been working, you know, and talking to him, and that was exciting that he felt the need to be saved, and he was excited about it and everything. So that's an answered blessing. His name is Jason Sizemore, and we need to continue to pray for his son. But through this, he found the Lord. So,
amen.
And I want to thank Delmer for being obedient and really following through on that phone call.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Remember Winfield High School and that whole community? A girl in their school, I think she was a freshman, she died this past week of cancer. And at the band festival yesterday, their Winfield's band had... Their colors are green and black, but they had on purple and black for her. So just remember that family and all the person.
Also, Trent, continue to pray. I mentioned this in Sunday school class this morning, but Josh's fiance, her little cousin, 3 years old, from Jackson County, got run over by a car and killed him. Josh's future father-in-law will be doing the funeral Tuesday for that little boy. Just remember that fact. That's a tough situation.
There you go.
All these requests tonight are, they've been spoken from one individual, so now they're all our burden. So I want to open up the altar to everybody who might have a burden in their life that just come up and pray, whether it's for yourself or for someone else or for someone else's burden or your own burden. It doesn't matter, but we ought to bring it to the Lord. So the altar's open.
Thank you.
I believe Meredith and the Hands to Praise group is coming up next to do their little activities or skits. I'm not sure what you call them, but while they're performing tonight, just you know, it's a different way of bringing God's message. So just, you know, just try to everything they're doing, no matter what it is, make sure you try to look for that message in every little thing.
The stone was rolled away, and as got a word while I'm getting ready.
Shadows, you wiped my tears away, and I felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held the blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is on the mountains, I will bound my life.
this way. I remember brighter days before the dark ones came, stole my mind, wrapped my soul in chains. Now I live among the dead, fighting voices in my head, hoping someone hears me crying in the night and carries me away. Set me free. Finds me crying in the rain, all alone with my demons I am. Who is this man that comes my way? The dark ones shriek, they scream his name. Is this the one they say will set the captive free? Set me free.
That was pretty good. That was awesome. You know, even the demons have to bow down to when Jesus comes in. That's pretty cool. Anyone else have a word for the Lord at this point?
Hey!
else?
Yes.
Bless you.
Trenton, I got a granddaughter and a great granddaughter that is going through that.
Yeah, bless
you. You all know Greg. You know Greg. It's his daughter and his granddaughter. Please pray for that whole family.
Sure.
They need your strength.
Amen.
I tried to tell Greg, please, please. I asked for to get Hannah, which is the great-granddaughter. I want to take Hannah home.
Yeah.
I want to love her.
Bless you,
but they won't let me.
Bless you, God. Bless you.
Anyone else? She comes forward. Church gather around her and pray for her.
Thank you. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As a burden's press and the cares distress and the touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As a daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Sing it with me. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know Savior cares.
Anyone else have any testimonies tonight?
Take a stand for Jesus tonight. Tell us what's going on in your heart right now. And I'd like to hear somebody do that.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
Yes. Yeah.
Bless you.
Sean has a really great way of teaching for me. Because, you know, I'm like ADHD. I don't even know.
Bless it all.
But, like, I can't make it through a lesson. So he always has, like, an activity that he does before the lesson. And then he does the lesson. Well, today he gave us a note card and he said, write down a burden. When I came to class, there was balloons. And I was like, ooh, balloons. Like, fun. And then he's like, at the end, he's like, write down your burden and then put it on the balloon. And then we all went outside and he said, you know, this is just physically, you're letting your burden go. But you need to let it spiritually, you need to let it go.
Yeah. Amen.
And I feel like, are you, I have like three friends that I really know struggling. I've been struggling for something for longer than I needed to be struggling.
Bless you, Taylor.
Yeah.
And I just want us all who have a burden to just come up here and pray.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
It's just play with me.
That's right.
That's right.
Because it is so hard to go to school.
Yeah. Tell them.
You're not me anymore. Like, you go to school and you are constantly reminded of the bad, the negativity. You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not positive anymore. It's so hard.
Hey.
You know, it's hard to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be so happy. And then, I don't know, like middle school to high school, like something happened.
Bless you,
Taylor. I don't smile anymore.
Yes.
Unless someone says, hey, Taylor, why aren't you smiling? And I'm like, why am I not? You know, like, I have a future. Yeah. My brother's a preacher now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Bless you, Taylor.
He's been the best role model.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. And I just want us all to just hit the altar and pray.
Bless her. She's hurting, church. She's hurting. And she needs our help. Amen.
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 If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
I say glory. Hey, Satan, you're out of here.
Chris, can you send the anchor poles?
Yes, ma'am. Jesus one day, where there will be no more pain, there will be no more sickness,
there
will be no more burdens to bear.
It's
just amazing how a youth group can come and surround you with love and show compassion to you when you don't even know them. So when I started coming here, it was like they all just kind of like made me feel real welcome and everything, and it's just, I love having a very supportive youth group. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless you.
No.
Unsaved kids, unlearned kids, uneducated yes. kids about the Lord, not book smart, but not Christ smart.
Right.
How these kids it's not even worth mentioning to give yeah. Satan any credit at all. But with God,
right,
all things are possible.
Yes.
Right. I just want you to know that I don't want the rocks crying out for me tonight. I want Jesus to know I'm thankful.
That's right.
Yeah.
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 That
he spoke to me and I was obedient tonight to come and just sit here and be a witness to this
yes.
tonight. And
yes.
feel his glory come through you kids. Keep on keeping on. Don't let Satan, don't let your friends at school, don't let aunts or uncles or so-called friends try to tell you what you're doing is lame
right.
or whatever, because it's not. If you're doing this for Jesus,
amen.
You will be rewarded.
Amen.
As that one said, hear those
amen.
Words.
Yes.
Welcome in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what we're pressing towards is the mark
yeah.
of the high calling.
Yeah.
I want to tell the young lady up there, don't worry about what the other people might think.
That's right.
I have this thing at work whenever I'm talking to somebody and somebody else wants to butt in, I tell them this conversation between A and B, see your way out of it. Tell Satan that. It's between me and God. A is God, B is me. Satan, see your way out of it.
Yeah.
Tell him that.
Amen.
Just thanks for all that the Lord has said.
Yeah,
that's
wrapped around it, you know, it's just happening so fast. But I heard one
people, you can't do that with them because they're bold and they're willing to step out and use their life in honor to God. And I am so thankful I'm here tonight. We got to see these kids do these things.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I love the hands. I love them. I wish you'd do a whole bunch of songs each time you get up.
Amen.
But this skit was also so beautiful, just like some of the others that I've seen. It's moving. I don't know if it's possible, but I would love for you somehow get in contact with Jason McClanahan, because he has opened up the hope for Appalachia. How these young people that he's dealing with could see this little skit that you did and what it would mean to them and how it would stay in their hearts and their minds to get them on the right road.
I'm thankful that my
sister-in-law has a son who's been dealing with drugs, and he is now many days off of the drugs. He was able to get married recently. I am so thankful to see this.
Yes.
God is still in control, and there's nothing Satan can do with God can take him from something. And I thank him and I praise him.
Amen.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open seas. Through the long dark night, out on the open seas, by faith alone and sight unknown. And yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sail. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Visions and I've had dreams, and I've even held them in my hands, but I never knew that they would slip right just like they were only grains of sand. But the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sail are torn, and I have fallen on my knees as I face raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
him.
Yeah.
And somebody else.
Amen.
Brother.
Bobby, I would just like to thank Sean.
He made an impression this morning with his class. Yes.
I don't know that I've heard my girls excited about a Sunday school class. I mean, he made an impression.
Amen.
You know, I go back way back with Sean. We used to play basketball together. We were little fellas. And I tell you what, he's been a blessing the whole day today.
Brian grew up, I did. But
Praise the Lord!
shall go past.
Amen. Amen.
I wore the t-shirt. Somebody asked me, what is it? And I said, we have to see later. So I'll show you. She's not here. You can't see it yet. No. No calls, God. But she got us all these t-shirts. What do I say? I like to party. And by party, I mean stay home and write sermons.
Treat. If I can get a group of guys in the outreach center to set up tables and chairs, that would be great in preparation.